I don't know what it would be.
What I was wondering is a draw.
I've heard that in one family. And I heard the fellow use the expression, my wife asked, what in the world did he mean by a draw? He said, this, we were hunting, and he said, let's just walk, go up this little draw. And it was just, that's the only time I...
How about the term, either ravine or ravine?
Ravine. A ravine implied something that was like a washed out place, like a gully that you... Well, if you could walk up the thing, you know, you could walk up the ravine, or you could hunt up the ravine. A gully was more precipitous and a deeper cleft. And a ravine was a little bit more gradual. It could be quite deep, but it was almost like a deep valley idea that you could go up.
So there was a
cow could graze up in a ravine. Grass could be growing down in there.
Older.
That's right.
Place you're hunting, you see some water come over, some rocks. That would be the term there is either waterfall or pour over.
It had to be a waterfall. I never heard a pool.
Different kinds of trees. Did you ever hear of a buttonball or buttonwood tree terms for a sycamore?
Never did. Well, of course, we've heard of buttonbush here when we fish. A little buttonbush tree still grows and you catch the. You get the casting and you catch the little buttons on that.
I see.
But I never heard that referred to the sycamore.
The tree grows here, though.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And poison either shrubs or vines.
We have the poison oak, poison ivy.
Those
are vines. And there's a poison sumac, but I'm not familiar with that. I've heard people say that that we've gotten in trouble with it, but I'm not familiar with that. The tree of this section is a bodock, which is a bois d'arc, French bodock.
I see.
And it was used to divide it. You'll see it all through that black section, the prairie section. Well, it's Osage orange, brought in here, and was it may have been native, I don't know, but it was introduced by the early settlers, the pioneers, as dividers for their land, because you could cut it down and it would still come up in the roots. You had a permanent demarcation there for your property. And I grew up with bulldogs, and the neighbors speak of it as bulldogs, and they make posts out of it and sell them, because it's just like iron. It's just Mary Ida, by the way, their family's very sentimental, and out in the country, her home burned where they had their plantation. And her husband, Bailey, had a large part of their living room, the beams and the mantle done out of bodock, and he tore off all the saws in this section because it's so hard. But the tree that I grew up with basically was a bodock. B-O-I, you know how to what it is. You're familiar with it.
And,
but it was not given the true French pronunciation, of course. It was corrupted.
Which reminds me, you never hear B-A-Y-O-U here. That's in the Delta. It's given the pronunciation of bow. Sometimes it's just
bow. They would say that they hit it running together. I've heard that too.
A single
syllable. No, no one around here would know what that was. I mean, who hadn't had exposure to it. And
I'm not quite sure. I get both answers. Whether it's a running stream or whether it's a still stream. No agreement on that.
Yeah.
To go back to. Is there anything that you understand to be poisonous to cows they might eat and make them sick or die?
We used to try to keep the cows off of, now let me see, paspalum was a grass that has a sticky seed at the top that was very bad for cattle. Barefooted boys would go walking through, it would stain their legs, the sticky seed. And I can't think of